grab Amy here real quick.
Hello, Joseph?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Oh, great. Thanks.
So it looks like you were speaking with Dan. He does a really good job of the outlining the basics of the program. My job is to go over pricing and program details. Do you know anything about Google Guarantee?
I've seen it on Google. I just don't know what the cost is.
Okay. What is your zip code?
11704.
Okay. Let me take a look and see. So the upfront cost is going to be a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get yourself and the company background checked. How many face-to-face employees do you have?
Well, I would just say myself.
Okay. Then it's, I mean, no matter what, it's just a one-time application fee. It doesn't vary if you have one or 10 employees. We just like to check and make sure that you would actually qualify for the position first before we, you know, dive super deep into stuff. So just a few verifying questions. Do you have a New York State driver's license?
Yes.
How about United States Social Security number?
Yes.
Okay. Do you maintain general liability insurance for your organization?
Yes.
And how much is your insurance at?
I'm not sure. I think it's like $350 or $500, or I'm not
okay.
Really sure.
Okay. Okay. So the minimum requirement for it is $250 general liability. Seems like it would probably be covered. And there is no licensing requirement. And last, the most important question is going to be, do you have any felonies?
No.
Okay. So for all intents and purposes, it looks like you would pass the background check, and you would be good to go for Google Guarantee. So the upfront cost is the $250 application fee that goes to get yourself and the company background checked. And then once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, your cost per qualified lead is $52 with a minimum monthly budget or activation budget of $680. So
what does that mean, 52 per lead?
Right. This is what I'm going to explain right now. So the way that it works is you go through the application process that could take a max of 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. In addition to that, it will go ahead and include that you, once you're completely approved, you'll have the Google Guarantee badge up there. You'll be a guaranteed provider for Google, meaning that once you're a Google Guarantee provider, you have the ability to have that badge and brand it on your website and anywhere else that you see fit. Google is actually backing your company with additional insurance per individual client. So, for example, if something went wrong and that client was able to prove a mistake that you guys weren't able to work out on your own within the first 30 days, then Google would pay them back up to $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. I haven't actually seen anybody that's had to take advantage of that, Joseph, but that is what the guarantee is to the general public, okay? Now,
okay.
When you pay the activation budget, the 680 is going to act like in an escrow account. When the calls come in, A, they're coming directly to you. You don't share the leads. They're coming straight to you, meaning that the consumer has gone to Google. They've looked in that section, and they've decided that they want to work with you directly. When they click that listing, your budget is not charged. When they call that listing, your budget is not charged. It has to meet specific requirements to be considered a qualified call. So the caller has to be requesting estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone, or they have to be requesting for you to come out and bid the job face-to-face. AI is listening to each one of those phone calls as you're assigned a Google call tracking phone number that's specific to your organization, because they want to make sure that you're getting qualified calls. So if you were to receive a call that is sales, solicitation, spam, robo, somebody seeking employment with your company or asking for services that you don't provide in areas that you don't provide them, your budget would not be charged. Okay?
Okay.
The Google Guaranteed listing is very specific. It's very specific to the keywords. It's very specific to the service radius. So within the painting vertical, which is what Google calls like basically the different categories. It's a little bit fancier, but within the painting vertical, it's painting, painter indoors, painter outdoors, furniture painting, cabinet painting, stair painting, door painting, window painting, gutter painting, wallpaper removal, and spray painting. So say you're not offering cabinets, gutters, or wallpaper removal. Your company would not come up for those keywords. If you got a call for any one of those services, somebody requesting one of those services or for you to come out and bid the job for those services, your budget would not be charged because those are not keywords that you're providing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The same is also true for outside of your service radius. You get to pick the specific areas that you're coming up in. Now, first of all, it would be really hard for them to even find you outside of your service radius because you wouldn't come up for those areas if it's not an area that you're targeting. On the Google Guarantee listings, like if you've seen it at the top and you click on any one of those companies that's listed there, it's not going to charge that organization any money or any lead costs, but you're able to look and it literally tells you the service radius. It gives you specific cities that those people are servicing. So if they're doing a search and it's not in your service radius, your company isn't going to come up as a top recommended option for them.
Okay.
Okay. It is the best qualified way to get leads because, A, they come directly to you. You don't share them. You know that it is a Google Guarantee lead because it says so on your caller ID, and it also gives you the whisper feature for local service ad, which is the technical name for Google Guarantee, when you pick up the phone. So you know that it's one of those paid leads when it comes through. You also have the ability to increase or decrease the lead flow. If you're truly a one-man band, then 13 leads in a month might be too many for you. It might not. I don't know if you like have day workers or how that works out for you, but you have the ability to pause the campaign anytime you want. So, Joseph, when you pause the campaign, say you pause it and it has $529 left in it, and you pause it for 17 days, that budget will continue to roll over until it's exhausted. You can pause it for as long as you want to pause it for, and you don't have to give any explanation as to why you're pausing it. You can go on vacation. You can be booked up with work. Any number of reasons. Your name doesn't rotate off the Google Guarantee list. Your phone number just is not highlighted with the call tracking number, meaning people aren't calling when they're contacting you from that section when your leads are off. They're not calling through that number. They're calling your regular phone number. So you can still receive leads from that section without being charged for them as well.
Okay. So the 680 would basically be in a bank. And what is the 680 would be used for the $52 leads,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yep.
Now, if for some reason I wasn't happy, how long do I have to stay with this? Or
it's month to month. There's no contract.
And that 680 is for how long until all that's gone?
Once it's exhausted, you can renew the budget as you see fit. So say you only want like, you know, 4 leads in a month, then that's what you're going to pay for the leads is the cost of those 200 and something, right? If you want more leads, which is the majority of our clients, they choose to increase the lead flow, then they put in a bigger budget. So that's just the initiation fee to activate the leads, the 13 lead budget. That's why it's called the activation budget.
Right. So it's 250 application. The 680 is used for the $52 lead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I don't get any calls, obviously that 680 stays there.
Correct.
I'm saying if nobody were to go online and even call me, then I don't mm-hmm. have to pay anything.
Correct.
And say 3 months this doesn't work out, the 680, is that forfeited or does that come back to me if I were to cancel?
If we truly did not spend a single dollar on any leads, I would make them give you your money back. They're not going to make you forfeit it by any means. We've never had that problem. But if there truly was no leads coming in, I mean, there's an influx of searches in your area. So I do not believe that would happen. But if that was the case, yes. You do forfeit
okay.
the $250 application fee, though.
Right. I get that. And then I would lose the badge.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't lose the badge because you paid for it.
Okay.
That's the $250.
I understand.
We can't take it away from you once you've got it. And not that we would want to. Like, we don't want to take anything away from you anyways. But like, some people, I don't know, some salespeople will try to convince you guys, oh, I'm going to take you off Google. Like, nobody can take you off Google. You can fall down, you can fall off Google, you can fall off, or you can Google can take you off if you're not meeting their requirements, but there's no company that can take you off Google. You know what I mean? We can't take your badge away. We wouldn't want to. Our job here is to help support you and love you and put you where you want to be in the services and get you the type of calls that you're looking for. And we work very closely with you. It's not just cut and dried. You have a complete tracking and reporting system, Joseph, where you're able to track and listen to the phone calls yourself. So say one slipped through the cracks. Say that there was one who was unqualified that you said, no, we don't offer wallpaper removal, and it accidentally got charged for whatever reason. Say AI didn't catch it, right? Because AI is listening to each one of these phone calls for authenticity purposes. But say they didn't catch it. It comes to an actual human being over here at Local Splash. We monitor it, and we will go ahead and dispute it directly with Google and get the money back on it.
All right, I also received an email, and I didn't know if it was fake or not, but it said something was up with my Google profile. It didn't say what was up.
Let me take a look at your Google profile and have a look. There's a good chance it could have been fake, because sometimes these companies that aren't legit will try to, like, send you guys those weird emails. There's nothing wrong with your Google listing. It looks fantastic. It's got 38 five-star reviews. It's beautiful.
I think I was running a campaign with a company and I was paying for advertising, but the company actually was pretty good. After 1 month, they actually, they froze it because they said, you know what, Joe, we're not getting the amount of calls we expected to get for you. So we don't want you to be paying $30 a day in advertising.
Wow.
So then they just basically canceled my advertising, which was fine because I didn't have to pay, you know, the full amount for the month.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know why Google sent to me.
Google doesn't send those out. So Google doesn't send those out. That's not right. So what happens is these companies will try to get your attention. They'll also call sometimes and say, hey, your Google listing is in a limbo or in fear of being shut down for a violation of X, Y, or Z, right?
Yeah.
That's not real. They're just trying to get your attention. Like, they're trying to create a problem that's not there so that they can get your business.
That's what I figured. I looked at it and I really didn't understand it. And I don't know if it was coming from Google or not, so I just didn't bother dealing with it.
Yeah, Google doesn't contact the general public unless you've contacted them first. Like, they don't just reach out and say, hey, there might be something wrong with your listing. You know?
No, this sounds like something I wouldn't mind trying. I mean, if it's going to help me out and I'm only paying the $52 per lead if I get a phone call, then it's worth it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. You're absolutely going to love it, Joe. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send a text message with my direct phone number and extension line, as I am the lead on the account and point of contact for you. And then I just need to verify a little bit of information, and we can go ahead and get that application out to you. With the application, it's plug and play. It's super simple. You're going to upload your business information. You're going to upload the Accord document of your, it's basically the title Accord page of your insurance. There is no licensing requirement for the state of New York for painting. You're going to upload your social security number, and we're going to do onboarding, which takes about 15 minutes. Application takes about 10, and we can begin the Google guarantee process for you.
Now, Amy, you're not going to be doing any SEO for me, correct? You're just basically putting this badge on. Okay.
No, sir. I didn't offer you any SEO services.
Nope,
I can if you really want them. But
I guess.
Yeah, if you want them, I can definitely do them. But no, they are going to ask for access to the Google Business Profile, because we link that directly to the Google Guarantee Profile when we submit to Google with the background check. But it's admin access only. It's not programming or anything like that, because you need at least 5 verified reviews to get the badge. It's part of the requirements. And we have to be able to link it together. And the cool thing is that every review you get on your Google Business Profile is going to automatically show on your Google Guaranteed Profile. So it's going to boost the number boost not only the number of leads, but it's going to boost the number of reviews that you're getting. So you can get, like, you can get Google Guaranteed reviews too on top of it. So, like, sometimes it will say, like, you know, 42 reviews on your Google Guarantee profile, but on your regular profile, it'll say 39. So every time you get a new a new review on your standard profile, it's going to boost the other profile.
Okay.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that works. As long as, you know, I mean, it seems like it makes sense because I'm only paying the $52 if somebody actually calls me and it's a legitimate estimate in my area.
Exactly. So once you're, we're going to be working very closely with you. Once you're Google Guarantee verified, we're going to call you. We're going to say, okay, we're ready for the activation budget. You're going to pay the activation budget and we're going to verify keywords one last time. We're going to verify service radius. We're going to make the ad live. You'll begin receiving the calls. If there's anything going on or you're not happy or anything at all, you have our direct information. You're also able to contact us directly through the local Splash app. You can communicate with us via chat, email, phone call, text message, whatever's best for you. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So I have the business address is two, is it Giasse Court?
Giasse.
And West Babylon, New York, 11704, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
It doesn't really matter. I answer the phone regardless, so.
Okay. Okay. Well, they will, you know, let you know what best practices are based on your service radius and the areas and all those things. Probably 24/7 is going to be great for you. But if it's trending that people in your area are doing certain hours, then we're obviously going to do what it takes to beat them. Okay?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to give you all the best practices as soon as we get everything going here. And then, okay, you said you have the insurance. Okay, there's that. All right. So I have your last name is M-E-Z-Z-A-C-A-P-P-A.
Yes.
And then I have an email address here of Advantage Pro Joe, AdvantagePaintingJoe@gmail.com.
Yes.
I was trying to put it all together in one sentence. I was making you Joe Pro.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay. I'm sending over the Google Guarantee application now. At the bottom, it is going to have a clickable link. That clickable link is going to say Google Guarantee application. That is the application that you will go ahead and click to fill out the information and submit it directly. It is going to ask for the minimum monthly budget or activation budget within the application. I'm including those numbers at the bottom. CPL is going to be your cost per lead, which is at $52.67. And then your minimum monthly budget is the $680, and that's as MMB. Okay?
Okay.
All right. That's coming across to you now. And then I do need to go ahead and schedule an onboarding call for this, Joseph. And the call itself is a 30-minute window block. It does not require that you're in front of a computer. And I have available appointment times all day today starting at, I can do 4, 4:30, 5, 5:30, 6 or 6:30 or any time tomorrow.
4 o'clock's fine.
Okay. You'll see that come through as GG onboarding. And then I will be the one that's going to call you from our 877 number to introduce you to your onboarding agent. Her name will be Bonnie. It will either be Bonnie or it will be Ivan. And these two folks are the very best at what they do, walking you through application. It is imperative that the application is completed before we do client onboarding. So if it's not completed at that time, then I will go ahead and request that I'll be calling you to request that we get it done, see if there's any way that I can help you do it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you said 4 p.m. You're going to see that come across here. Just a second. And then to secure the payment today for the $250 application fee, is that going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's got to be a Visa.
Okay. Is there any middle initial on your card, Joseph, or is it just your first and last name?
No, it's Joseph Michael Mezzacapa.
Is it spelled out Michael?
Nope, M.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4246-3154-0352-1675.
Expiration month and year?
327.
Three-digit code on the back.
122.
All right. I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name. It's fine.
Okay.
Tavormina.
Oh, we spelled
Tavormina. Tavormina.
Got it twice. That's great. I did it perfectly. It codes out as I'm typing it, so. All right. I'm processing the 250 application fee now. You will see the invoice come across that's going to be labeled Google Guarantee. And I look forward to speaking with you here in just a little bit to get that application processed and get everything moving forward. Do you have any other questions for me, Joseph?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, welcome to Local Splash and welcome to the Google Guarantee.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
You have been kicked from this conference.